Deploying new border security deterrence strategies. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 381,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 29,000 criminal arrests, with more than 26,000 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 418 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also bused more than 9,700 migrants to our nation's capital since April 2022, over 7,600 migrants to New York City since August 5, more than 2,200 migrants to Chicago since August 31, more than 1,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 15, and over 120 migrants to Denver since May 18. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott signed sweeping package of border security legislation. Governor Abbott yesterday signed a series of border security legislation passed during the 88th regular legislative session into law at the Texas Capitol. This package of six bills will expand Texas's unprecedented efforts to hold the line and protect Texans from the record level of illegal immigration, weapons, and deadly drugs pouring into Texas from Mexico caused by President Joe Biden's refusal to secure the border. The Texas legislature has stepped up to make sure we continue to robustly respond to President Biden's growing border crisis, including allocating $5.1 billion for border security, said Governor Abbott. I am signing six bills from this year's regular session to ensure that Texas can continue to do even more to stop illegal immigration at our southern border and provide new tools to the brave men and women along the southern border to protect Texans and Americans from the chaos and crisis of the border. Governor Abbott also announced the deployment of new marine floating barriers to deter illegal crossings in hotspots along the Rio Grande River. This strategy will proactively prevent illegal crossings between ports of entry by making it more difficult to cross the Rio Grande and reach the Texas side of the southern border. The first 1,000 feet of the marine floating barrier will be deployed near Eagle Pass. Read about the border security legislation and deployment of new marine floating barriers. Governor Abbott thanks Ohio Governor for deploying border support. This week, Governor Abbott thanked Ohio Governor Mike DeWine for deploying troopers and personnel from the Ohio State Highway Patrol to support Texas's border security mission. Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Nebraska, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia have also stepped up in response to the southern border crisis with manpower and assets. Currently, soldiers and law enforcement officers from Idaho, Florida, Tennessee, and Nebraska are on the southern border providing support for Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott issued letters on May 16 to his fellow governors requesting assistance to respond to President Biden's ongoing border crisis. Watch. DPS troopers led on high-speed pursuit by human smugglers. A DPS trooper was led on a high-speed pursuit by a human smuggler in Jim Wells County. The driver eventually drove through private property and bailed out into the thick brush. A DPS K-9 tracking unit assisted in the search, with 11 illegal immigrants apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Smuggler faces charges after leading DPS on high-speed pursuit. A smuggler is facing charges after leading DPS troopers on a high-speed vehicle pursuit in Webb County. The driver from Laredo drove through several neighborhoods and allowed several illegal immigrants to bail out at several locations along the way. The driver and passenger eventually crashed and attempted to flee on foot. Both were apprehended. The driver is facing charges of evading and smuggling of persons. The passenger is facing charges of evading arrest and possession of marijuana. Two illegal immigrants were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Dallas teen with firearm caught smuggling illegal immigrants. A Dallas teenager is facing human smuggling charges after a high-speed vehicle pursuit in Maverick County. During the pursuit, the driver allowed several illegal immigrants to bail out. DPS troopers eventually stopped the teenager using a pit maneuver. The 19-year-old driver is charged with smuggling of persons, evading arrest, and unlawful carry of a firearm. The passenger is also facing charges. Three illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Texas National Guard fortifies border barriers to deter illegal crossings. Texas National Guard soldiers patrol waterways near the Texas-Mexico border, while land patrols observe signs of illegal crossings. Three special response teams, SRT, near Eagle Pass clear ground along the banks of the Rio Grande River to lay additional five-strand razor wire barriers. Operation Lone Star, teams will continue to work for the next 10 days to completely line the bank with sea wire, clear the bank so there's visibility, and help secure this area, said First Lieutenant Chris Daniel, SRT Eagle Pass. These last 45 days have been very aggressive for my team. I witnessed firsthand with my team upwards of 1,000 crossings a day trickle down to a handful a day. I attribute a lot of that to my team but also the presence that the Texas Military Department and DPS were able to put behind the wire. Texas National Guard works together with Florida, Tennessee National Guard. Texas National Guard soldiers and DPS troopers continue to work alongside National Guardsmen from Florida and Tennessee. Hundreds of soldiers arrived by C-130 and bus to take positions on the front lines of the border crisis. Texas and Florida engineers have cleared land in the Eagle Pass area of operation and laid a quarter mile of triple-strand razor wire each day. These efforts are helping decrease the number of illegal immigrants attempting to cross into Texas. This mission lets us do what we are called for as National Guardsmen, helping our state of Florida but also helping Texas, said Staff Sergeant Miguel Cabrera, Florida National Guard engineer. Operation Lone Star personnel assist in location of suspected cartel members. Operation Lone Star personnel assisted with locating five suspected cartel members in the brush who fled from Mexico into Fronton, Texas. Two juveniles were also located, as well as two long rifles. The groups of seven were turned over to Border Patrol.